the perfect circle of giving and receiving in nature. A lion or lioness that kills to eat or feed the cubs or to feed the others in the pride is part of a repeating cycle of giving and receiving. The animal that is killed is giving itself as nutrition to another animal that is receiving. The transformation and continuation of life occurring through matter-shifting form is the circle of life. Life gives to life over and over. One animal eats another and then poops it out. The poop is the fertilizer for the ground, becoming the food for the plants that some other animals eat. A perfect, complex balance and design here on Earth. Plants produce the oxygen we breathe while we produce the carbon dioxide they need. Everything is connected. Everything has a reason and purpose. When we examine nature from our human perspective, it sometimes seems cruel, but it's all perfectly designed. There's a reason for every interaction that benefits the greater good. When the lioness has cubs and one of them gets sick, she stops feeding it and lets it die. Isn't that cruel? Why does she do it? To ensure the survival of the healthy ones. Nature respects limited resources, and so it makes the hard choices. There is a species of large birds called shoebills, which look like ducks. They waddle around, but they can't fly. A male and female couple of this species was filmed in a documentary by the BBC in the Bangweulu wetlands near Kananga in northern Zambia, Africa. The species always has two chicks. One chick lives and the other dies every time. From the moment the chicks hatch, the parents decide to put all their energy into the stronger one. They feed it and nurture it, letting the weaker one starve to death. That is a choice they make with every birth. Suffering occurs here on Earth, but it is temporary for every form of life. No suffering is forever. The pain that takes place, which we judge to be cruel, only occurs for a brief time. The suffering occurs for a variety of complex reasons, but the ultimate reason is the survival and continuation of all life. We are just beginning to study and understand some of the complicated reasons behind decisions in nature. Every choice in nature ultimately benefits the whole. Life on Earth always has a beginning and an end. One dies for another to live. Everything is giving something in some way to something else. Life is a series of trade-offs and transformations, with all life forms giving and benefiting through sacrifice. Everything gives to everything else all the time. That's the balance, the way life is designed to be. Human beings are interrupting that process by taking more than we give, disrupting delicate give-and-take processes in the environment and in nature. All life on Earth serves a purpose that is related to giving to the entire cycle of life. When you know a life form's purpose, you like it and you want it to exist because you understand why it is here and what it contributes. Every part of life on this planet is connected to you by an invisible line, whether or not you recognize that connection. We are not separate from the planet or its life here. Have you ever looked at a cat or a dog and thought about the similarities we share with them as life forms? We have the same five senses of sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste. We all have two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears on our heads and organs with similar functions and arrangements. Then there are other life forms on the planet that are vastly different from us. For example, octopuses have three hearts and nine brains. Some life forms here don't share the senses we have, or they have other senses that we don't have, such as sonar in dolphins and bats, or electricity in eels and stingrays. There's so much we don't know or understand yet about all the life around us, but we do have fun discovering it and learning about it. Every time I watch a nature program on TV, I see some creature I've never heard of before. There are many other living species, such as plants, insects, and deep ocean life, that I can't even begin to relate to because they are so different from me. Because of that, do I value those forms of life less? Every form of life is here on this planet for a reason, and every life is part of a perfectly balanced design of giving and receiving. Everything operates in sync for a greater good and a greater purpose, evolving to benefit the whole. We are constantly learning about the connections between all of life. Everything living here serves a purpose and benefits the whole in some way. All life is a cycle of giving and receiving, whether or not we yet understand all the connections. Receiving is not being selfish if you are also giving. You receive so that your own needs are met and so that you can continue giving. But then there is us. Human beings have been disrupting this perfect balance in massive ways, but we have been ignorantly driven by instincts that make us selfish and inconsiderate of other forms of life. We are in denial about the depth of our true connection to other life on this planet. We ignore our negative impact on the planet, justifying our selfish behavior. The problem is that we humans are taking way too much and producing more of ourselves to do more taking. It's simply unsustainable. Human beings are in denial about this truth. Some examples include overfishing the oceans, claiming dominion over more and more land, and overpopulating and polluting the planet. I recently watched a documentary about an elephant family, which followed their lives over a 10-year period and revealed their intimate social bonds and complex relationships. I witnessed their ups and downs, how they communicate, how they interact with their babies and relatives, how they support each other, how they bond, and finally, how they grieve loss. Elephants live for 60 to 70 years in the wild. When one dies, all of its brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and children are sad and grieve. For a time, the family unit is disrupted. Why would anyone want to kill an elephant? A selfish supply and demand cycle drives killing elephants for their ivory. So long as there is demand, the supply will be obtained until it is depleted. People will only choose to stop because of spiritual enlightenment or perhaps the legal consequences become too severe. There are over 8 million species of life forms on Earth, and all of them are dependent on and connected to all other life forms. We have the power to destroy it all, including ourselves, or not. Programmed guidelines direct most forms of life. Aside from humans, other life forms just seem to know what to do to share, interact, and remain in balance with the life forms around them. Humans, on the other hand, have an unregulated selfishness that other life forms lack, so that we take more than we give. But there is still time for us to salvage this experiment. We have been sabotaging a very delicately balanced design on Earth. Yet, there is still hope.